Move now into the aliveness of your being, into the realization that you have always been alive. You were alive before this form appeared, and you may have forgotten that through physical birth. You were alive before there was an Atlantis or a Lemuria or a Hyperborea or a star in the sky.
You were alive before the sun appeared to warm and light the earth. You were alive before there were planets, before there was a physical universe, and that which was alive then and yesterday and today will be alive tomorrow and long after the world is no more. If you can believe that and trust it, you will find a power to stand in the face of every form of oppression, a power to prove the truth of it, that you have always been alive, that you always will be alive. And you are stepping back now from that which seems to have the capacity only to die, and rejecting it as your reality. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You are going through a soul regeneration in which you transfer the focus of your operations to your soul and abide there and let your soul fill the substance of life where the shadows appear everywhere instinctively, instantaneously. And before the shadows even come into view, fill your universe with the life of God. And that's where the joy is. And that's where the love is. And it is true that your soul will become your light and be independent of the light of the sun. It will be independent of the light of the stars. Your soul lights your way in the universe of God. It requires no light external to itself, for there is none. We are moving in consciousness into the fifth world, into the first heaven of reality, into your soul universe. We're doing it now, on this side of the great veil, for the great veil is as much an illusion as yesterday's head cold. The earth is the Lord's. Perhaps to some extent, you may be feeling your incorporeal self a little better than when we started today. The formless self, the self before the world, before Abraham, The self that will survive this world and all this world can throw at you. You can walk in that incorporeal self now. And I know that it need not be an in and out experience. As it stabilizes, and you feel the security of your divine presence, you will know that you have passed the power of reincarnation. You will pass that point, and you will know it even before the outer sheath is removed. Put on the new man, says Paul. Put on the garment of immortality. Put on the man who is conceived in the image and likeness of his Creator. Not the old man. Not that sense of us which walks in the shadow of our soul. This should be more and more becoming reality, not words. It should tingle with awareness. It should have the weight of reality, the substance of reality, the power of reality, the assurance of reality. You are one with God forever. Do not step into another self that is not. While we are in the consciousness of being one with the Father in the one invisible self, let us talk to each other silently. Talk to someone you know silently, not with your mouth, not with your mind. Make an effort. Strive to talk with your soul. See what happens. Talk with your soul to the soul of someone else. Don't talk to the face. Don't talk to the image. Don't talk from your face. Talk with your soul to the soul. Make an effort. Talk across the centuries with your soul to the soul of another individual. Until you can feel the nowness and the here-ness of all that seems to have been in the past. Now listen. Listen with your soul. While that soul talks to you, listen. Just listen. With your soul. Now listen to the soul of God. With your soul. That is a direct line of communication without any intermediary. ever present, divine intercommunication. Your soul is ever attuned to the will, the wisdom, the life of God. If you will not violate that oneness in any form and will turn your soul to the divine knower, your soul in turn will relay this daily bread into other areas of what appear to be your visible self. And this bread will distribute itself divinely into all areas of your life, giving them all a divine transfusion. Nothing will be left out. Not even the smallest leaf under all the leaves of a giant tree. Each will receive from within. Though the sun doesn't reach this particular leaf, it receives from the tree itself. And so with you, all the so-called outer will receive from the sun of your own soul. If your soul is turned upward, receptive in oneness to your own divine nature, which is God. The chain of command is from your own divinity, through Christ, through spirit, through soul, through mind, into the appearance called world. Soul is the cosmic transformer, the cosmic link between the world that is not and the world that is. What? Knew ye not that your body is the temple of the living God? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? What body was he speaking of? The body of your soul. Your mission is to live as your soul, not as your human self. And to let your soul transform all that you formerly thought you are and were, to move over. Crossover, Passover, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let it be regenerated in your soul, which is attuned to the infinite and can funnel into this visible experience all that the infinite believes is necessary for the full expression of divinity where you stand. What difference what you were yesterday? What you are is what counts. And what you are is greater than anything that can be human. We should know so much truth within ourselves that someone ought to be able to touch the hem of our robe and receive that divine outpouring. Whenever they reach out to make the contact, we should be aflame with an invisible truth. Not to change anyone, simply to be there when they need you, whenever they reach out. For knowing the soul of God as the one infinite soul of all is the nature of soul awareness. For that reaching out to you is saying, know my soul for me as the one soul, I can't do it for myself. I'm hypnotized. But I sense something in you that can do it for me. And I'm turning to you. And all you've got to do is be what you are. Now let's review. The self that was born is not you. It is not the self that was never born, the self that always has been, the self which is divine substance, divine being, divine Christ, divine spirit, divine soul. All this is one self now, and that is yourself. It has always been, it always will be. You live in it by living in your soul. You can do it no other way. You can't jump up to Christhood. You can't live in Christhood through your human mind. You can't even have the mind that was in Christ Jesus until you live in your soul, until you identify as a living soul and daily make your soul your daily bread, until you are soul conscious. And then the weeds will not appear to you the same as the flowers. Then you can discriminate between the shadow and the real substance. Then you will refuse to walk in the shadow, but always will walk in the substance itself. You will sow with your soul to the presence of invisible spirit. You will not sow to the shadow called flesh. And you will find in this substance all the joy and all the fulfillment that you have been missing in the non-substance that you have been satisfied with in this world of human shadows. The hypnosis of animated shadows slowly dissolves. In your soul, you are living as the eternal child, the Son of God, calling no man your father on this earth, for one is your father. In soul, you can make this great acceptance of God as your present father, right here, right now, and as the father of your human father, as the father of your children, as the father of man, unknown to man, as the father of the atheist, as the father of the murderer and the villain, and condemn no man by his appearance, for the father is the father of the son who walks where we see the shadow called murderer, thief. Take them all into the paradise of reality. Stretch out your hand. Greet the Christ. Wash the feet of the world. I think we know what we're supposed to do. Now we have to develop the capacities, the techniques, in order to do it. In order to go in and come out no more. In Revelation, an angel said, "He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of the Lord, and he will go out no more." this was the esoteric code for the end of reincarnation for that individual. He will go out no more into mortality. Now, if you didn't feel before that you had the weapons of transition, you may decide that you're very close to having them now. And getting still closer. Because in soul awareness, nothing of the Father can be denied to you. Remember that. Son, all that I have is thine. My fullness is pouring through the soul of you. Open your soul. Turn it toward your Father instead of toward the world. Look up into your soul always, and your conversation will be in heaven. But the moment you turn back, you become a human pillar of salt who walks as an image, a shadow, and now honors all the other shadows, accepting all of them, all their grievances, all their disturbances, all their anxieties, and thereby accepting the false creature, which is not the creation of your Father. Your never born self, my never born self, are the same never born self. Your Christhood and my Christhood are the same Christhood. You may look like a woman. I may look like a man. You may look like a child. I may look like an adult. You may look like a patriarch. Someone else may look like a six-year-old. Don't be fooled by the appearance. As in the Father, there is neither male nor female. There is neither youth nor old age. The never-born self never knows age, never knows sex, as we know sex or age. It is one complete whole. One complete whole. Accept that for yourself. Accept it for your friends and associates. Accept it for the world population. One never-born self, that is the permanent self of each impermanent image that you see. Touch that home base with your eyes open and with your eyes closed, in the home, in the office, wherever you happen to be. Practice it so diligently that you're not always forced to make readjustments to shut out evils or to suit every contingency, but live in it. Be it, because you are it. You must glide through the world in your never-born self, accepting only that self where the shadows appear, walking, talking, just like television images. Your job is to remember the only self that is always alive, is your never-born self. And if you find yourself slipping into the thought that you must be concerned about something that threatens your survival or your comfort or your safety, try to remember you're being lured into the self that is not, into the mind that is not, into the life that is not, into the creature. But get this is the way in which your Father calls each soul home into oneness. The intentional changes of the universe around you place before you all those things that are so good and pleasurable, as well as those that are so seemingly bad and painful. All equal temptations in order to make you stop, awake, and realize your need for soul existence. Ultimately, this world will force you, if you are alert, into transcending the world by soul existence. And so you lay down your human sense of life for soul existence. You give up the good as well as the bad in your inner acceptance, knowing that the perfect is always present. You pass over to soul existence here and now. And then all the challenges in the world are seen to be your earth initiation. Not the earth initiation of this human self. No, no. It's the initiation for your soul. Your human self and my human self and their human selves out there are all initiations for our soul. We must overcome these human initiations. And that's how our soul passes through and above the earth experience into its home. Its own heaven, soul heaven, which will be the result of your transition in consciousness. I hope you have the divine plan now. Understood, accepted, and that you feel your capacity to move in that direction, because that's the direction we're going to go during the next 5 or 6 classes. And hopefully, every single human day that we spend upon this earth, until the idea of human days doesn't even taste good to us, we can no longer accept it in consciousness. Sorry I have to be mundane now, but we have a dinner Monday night. Everyone is invited, as you know. We're going to have it right here in the hotel, about 3 seconds from here, in a restaurant called the Plaza Tree, right outside the elevator. And then to the left, and the reason we're going to be there is because they have the space, they're not too busy at night. The prices are moderate. And they have a selection so that we're not confined to one fish dish and one meat dish or anything like that. So I think anyone can really afford to go, and if you're going to be here Monday night, I'd like to tell you, or I'd like you to tell either Ruth or Alice Moeller, either one, Ruth Moeller or Alice Moeller, and they'll jot down your name, and you don't have to give them anything toward the payment of it at this moment. You can do that when you're at the restaurant, and you can even, if you wish, charge it to your room. Just tell them you're going to be there. We haven't quite decided the final time, but it'll be either 6 or 6:30 Monday night. And if you tell them you're going to be there, we in turn can tell the restaurant how to prepare for us. And so that's the only piece of business I know of tonight. Unless there's something else that someone thinks we ought to talk about. Something I don't know about. Anything else? Any piece of business? Doris? Or Betty? Anyone? All right, good. What's that? Well, 8 o'clock is the class, and 7:30 is the meditation. Every night, from now on. And so I'll see you tonight, or right now, after class, if you come up. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.